You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
It's time for What's Up with the Leader of the Opposition, Chris Hipkins.
Morena, Chris, how are you this morning?
I'm very good, thank you. How are you?
Very well, thanks. It's been a very busy time since we last spoke with you. Of course, the government's announced their budget and the Labour Party's had some very strong words about your thoughts on this. I guess your headline comment has been around borrowing to fund the tax cuts. What is it specifically that the Labour Party's concerned about for the budget 2024?
I mean, ultimately, Budget 2024 is taking the country backwards. It's about stopping things, cancelling things, repealing things. It's not about investing in the future. And if you look at the tax cuts, who's paying for those tax cuts? Ultimately, it's future generations of New Zealanders who are paying for them because the government's increasing borrowing. $12 billion more borrowing in this year's budget. That is more money than Grant Robertson borrowed in any budget, except for 2020 when we were at the height of the global pandemic. So, you know, all of the National Party's rhetoric, all of Nicola Willis and Christopher Luxon's rhetoric about, you know, mismanagement of the economy before the election was clearly nonsense, given they're borrowing more money than we ever did.
Do you think that people are appreciative of the tax sort of in their pocket that they might be getting back at the moment? Is that something that you think people are pleased about, Chris?
I think it's significantly less than what people were expecting. You know, families were expecting $250 a fortnight, and they're lucky if they're getting $60 a fortnight. If you take a minimum wage worker, which a lot of students will be minimum wage workers, you're talking about a tax cut that's worth about 30 cents an hour. Actually, minimum wage workers would be better off than that if the government had increased the minimum wage by the rate of inflation. But they chose not to do that. So, you know, ultimately, those on low incomes are significantly worse off as a result of this year's budget.
There's been a lot of concern about what this budget and also what trends in general have been meaning for child poverty in New Zealand. What's the Labour Party's position on this particular potential outcome?
Well, the government is certainly making child poverty worse. One of the first changes they made was to change the way benefits are calculated, a decision that they received very clear advice would mean that thousands of additional children would end up below the poverty line. They made the decision to go ahead and do that, knowing full well that changing the way benefits get calculated will mean thousands more children living in poverty.
What do you think that we need to be seeing at the moment, particularly for mitigating those outcomes for children in Aotearoa?
Well, certainly I think the changes to the way benefits are calculated need to revert back to the model that had fewer children in poverty. We need to be making sure that we're supporting working families, bearing in mind the significant number of the children living in poverty in New Zealand come from the homes of working parents. And so we need to be making sure that work pays. Those parents who go out and work hard should be able to create a better life for their children. And at the moment, the fact that, you know, that work is so poorly paid means that they're not. So I think we need a real concerted focus on making sure that work, you know, hard work pays off.
Given the financial mood in the country at the moment and also perhaps the response from the public to this budget and to conversations about tax cuts, are you looking at reviewing your own policies in the Labour Party around things like capital gains and the wealth tax? That was a, you know, massive debate in the last election when it came to where your party was going to stand. Is that something that you're seriously considering at the moment?
Well, we've certainly said that we'll have a very different policy before the next election. Tax will be part of that. It will be a different tax policy to the one that we had at the last election. We've very much adopted a blank page approach to that. You know, we're going back to the drawing board, and you know, what we put forward next election will be different to what we had last election.
And I'm aware we've got very limited time with you this morning, Chris, but I just wanted to touch base about the huge protest action we saw over the weekend, particularly here in Auckland. Almost 25,000 people, it's being marked up as marching for nature. This is specifically as opposed to the fast track approval bill. That's what people are doing on the streets. What's happening inside Parliament at the moment, particularly from the opposition? What leadership are we seeing, or what moves are we seeing from your party in opposition to this?
Yeah, ultimately, when it comes to pretty much all matters to do with the environment, the government's taking New Zealand backwards, whether it's scrapping He Waka Eke Noa and effectively giving up on pricing agricultural emissions, or, you know, potentially lowering the standards for the import of new cars into the country so that they can emit more, through to, you know, watering down climate initiatives by effectively scrapping the funding for climate initiatives that would reduce our emissions, through to things like the Fast Track Consenting Bill, which not only will have an impact on the environment, but actually will mean that the people who are directly affected by developments may not get a say in decisions that have a direct consequence for them. So, you know, we'll continue to fight all of those things very hard in Parliament, because ultimately I think they're taking New Zealand backwards.
Well, it's been great to chat with you this morning, brief as it has been, Chris. Thank you for your time today. We'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks. Take care until then.
Cheers. No worries. Great to talk to you.
Kia ora. Thank you.
That was What's Up with Leader of the Opposition, Chris Hipkins.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.